Hi, this is David Tessar at MMS 2012 on Channel 9, and today I am joined by Mark. Mark, could you tell everybody a little bit about where you work inside of Microsoft?
Sure. I'm Mark Ametto. I'm a program manager on the System Center team.
Okay, great. And I know we had a release that you're responsible for in January. What is that product, and how does that really relate to kind of what Brad was talking about with, you know, having this cloud OS across on-prem, cloud, and kind of the hosted scenario?
Yeah, so we've done a couple of releases. So we released Windows Server 2012, System Center 2012 SP1, and this thing we're going to talk about a little bit later, which is the Windows Azure Services for Windows Server.
Okay, what is that?
What we've been able to do is take some of the technologies that are we're running in Windows Azure, and we're bringing it on-premise to be able to run on Windows Server and System Center.
Okay, for other third parties, right? For hosters and other folks who want to kind of take that technology, right, and use it in wherever they're at?
That's right.
Okay, very cool. So I think that, you know, it's probably best to see it in action and kind of get a feel for what's under the hood. So could you show us what that looks like?
Great. I'll go through some of the pieces and then talk about the underlying stuff, and then we'll go look at how that looks in an end-to-end experience.
Great, yeah, let's
okay,
do that.
Great. So in System Center 2012 SP1, we're able to expose infrastructure as a service for hosting service providers. Mm-hmm. So we made improvements in Virtual Machine Manager, and then we also added a component called the Service Provider Foundation. And that enables multi-tenancy, federation across multiple VMM servers, and most especially, a REST OData API.
Okay.
And we use that REST OData API to enable self-service portals such as App Controller or the Service Management Portal, which is part of this Windows Azure Services effort.
Okay.
Okay, and so here in this demo, you can see some clouds that are exposed in Virtual Machine Manager.
Okay, and this is, for instance, this could be running at a service provider or a hoster's location, right? And they are essentially running VMM at their own site.
Yeah, that's right. And in this case, we're actually running this Virtual Machine Manager at a hoster, at SoftLayer.
Okay.
And it's hosting both Virtual Machine Manager, doing management, and the Virtual Machine hosts and networking and storage as well.
Okay.
Okay. And that is getting exposed through the Service Provider Foundation, which is an IIS application, right? And then that enables this service management portal experience.
Okay.
And you're going to see both an administrative experience with the service provider enables to offer infrastructure as a service for their tenants, and then the tenant experience and how you would use them. So we'll start off with the service administration experience. And here you can see that the look and feel is already very aligned with the Windows Azure portal. But in this case, it's for the administrator, which is not something that you find on Windows Azure.
Right, yeah, there's some different items there, and you can tell that that's now for the service provider to configure whatever they're going to offer up to a customer, right? Okay.
And so what I've done already is registered this service management portal with the Service Provider Foundation. So that's linked up via a URI service. And you can see the same clouds that we were able to see in Virtual Machine Manager are now showing up in this portal. I can click through and look at consumption of resources on that cloud. So you can see that a couple of virtual machines are running there, and it's using a certain number of cores, memory, and storage.
Mm-hmm. So this to kind of clarify, so that's kind of a front end that's now connecting back to that VMM instance inside that service provider.
Yeah, okay. It's coming through our REST API and going down and getting data from Virtual Machine Manager.
Okay.
Yep. And so what a service provider can do is offer this in a plan. So we'll go and find a plan, go into the Virtual Machine Clouds area, and you can see that a virtual in this plan, they can offer a cloud to their tenant. They can put guide rails on how many virtual machines, cores, RAM, and storage they can consume. And they can decide what templates to offer, such as this Windows Server 2012 template, what networks and what operations they can allow. And then a tenant will subscribe to that plan, okay? And they'll come up with a subscription, which is analogous to a subscription to Azure. So we're actually using the same operating model on the tenant side.
Okay.
So with my service management subscription, I can now come in and go and create VMs and manage my VMs in this host or provided infrastructure as a service.
Okay.
Okay. So now I've logged in with a tenant account. Okay. And you can see again, this is very similar to the Azure portal.
Yeah.
In this case, it has a subset of those services. It has websites, virtual machines, networks, and some other things like SQL databases.
Yeah. It's basically whatever that service provider has offered up as part of that plan.
Yep.
Here's what we're going to light up in the experience that they're going to now connect to from over the internet or whatever kind of scenario they want to connect into that.
That's right.
Okay.
And so what a tenant can do is go in and create just like they do in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go through a wizard and fill out some things that look similar, but not exactly the same as the experience in Azure. Here I can pick a virtual machine template rather than an image that was offered in Azure, for example.
And you could obviously, I'm guessing, offer up any kind of custom VHDs that are for that particular plan, right? Or that a customer even wants to have as part of that, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'll select this template. Provide password. I'll skip the product key. It's an optional thing.
Okay.
I can pick the network to use with this virtual machine. In this case, it has this one NIC. And then I hit create, and it starts creating the virtual machine.
Okay.
In the interest of time, I've already created one, so we can go in and drill in and look at what that one looks like.
Yeah, so this now, what you just have done, though, is you've effectively, even though it looks like Windows Azure, you've created a virtual machine on the virtual machine manager, or VMM, that's at the hosted provider.
That's right.
Okay, very cool.
That's right. So let's drill in and look at an individual VM. You see here you have some usage information, metering. So this is how much I've used of my subscription. Okay, which is very interesting. I can look at the NIC that's associated with this virtual machine. And because I provisioned a public address, I can also connect to it via RDP. So I can click on this connect button, and I download an RDP file to my client, and I can go remote into that machine.
Okay. And VMM configures that underlying networking stack to open up the public IP that it has a pool from.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, makes sense.
That's right.
That works great. Yeah. I mean, so do you see that service providers may be opening this up as far as how they charge things based on the usage, granular usage within their plan? Or do they, how do you see that chargeback happening?
Yeah, so within this stack, which we're not showing today, there's usage metering. So we actually go and use Operations Manager to pull data or get data from Virtual Machine Manager, and we expose that in an API that the hosting provider can either call with their own billing systems, or they can use a third-party service to go hit that API, and then they get to decide how they want to charge. They can charge per VM. We've seen people do that. They could do pay-as-you-go. All of these things are possible in this platform.
You could get granular as, hey, I see that your average usage of number of cores over the period of time and or memory usage, and they could customize that however they want.
Yes.
Okay. That's very cool. All right. So what do you, if people want to know more about this, where would you see them going?
Yeah. So there's a website here, which is microsoft.com/hosting. And the rest of that URI is up there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, one of the things we want to get across is the first step forward is to enable this capability for our hosting service providers. That's, going forward, we want to try to take the same platform and bring it to the enterprise and have both, all of our virtual machine manager, system center, Hyper-V-based clouds be able to run this stack. Yeah. So that's one of the things we're doing going forward.
Mm-hmm.
There's also in that website a way to easily download the things. There's step-by-step documentation on how to install it. So very much encourage people to download and try it out.
Okay, and to get going with it, it's what would be roughly the steps they need to do to get that going?
Yeah, to get this going, you need to have Virtual Machine Manager.
Mm-hmm.
You need to install the Service Provider Foundation,
okay,
which is an IIS service.
Yeah.
And then you need to install this offering. And so you just need a few VMs to install it in.
Okay. So you could become a almost like a service provider pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
And play
That's
around
the idea.
And test it out, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very cool. All right, thanks so much, Mark, for your time.
You bet.
All right.